Okay, our final talk of the session is a synthesis of MCMC and belief propagation by Sungsu An, Michael Shurkov, and Jinwoo Shin. And Sungsu will give the talk.
So thank you for the introduction. And first, I'll begin with some preliminary materials. So of course, our work is about graphical models, and it is a probabilistic model expressing probable distributions by graph. And well, it is quite famous and applied in various areas, such as machine learning, statistical physics, theoretical computer science, and information theory. So for an example of graphical model, it can be used to analyze the spread of epidemics in a city. So if we formulate the problem, we will have a graph where each node represents people living in the city, and the edges will represent the relationships between them. So if we further assume the epidemics are likely to spread between neighbors, we will have a grid graph in this example. So we next add random variables to the graph. And in our work, especially, we deal with binary random variables. And in graphical models, we enforce some characteristics to the probability distribution such that it should be proportional to product of some non-negative functions called factors. And in our case, we add factors corresponding to the node variables and to the edges variables. So we have these characteristics, but this characterization alone cannot define a probability distribution because the overall summation of the distribution needs to be equal to 1. And for this purpose, we divide every term by its overall summation. And this overall summation is called the partition function. So well, naturally, this computation of this partition function is essential for inference, but it is very hard to compute and becomes a bottleneck for inference tasks in large-scale applications. And formally put, it is like NP-hard or even SHA-P-hard for approximation. So people usually use approximation algorithms for practical purpose. And like Markov chain Monte Carlo and belief propagation are two of the most popular. And for a brief explanation, Markov chain Monte Carlo, or MCMC, is a randomized algorithm based on sampling from Markov chain. And belief propagation, or BP in short, is a message passing algorithm for performing inference in graphical models. So comparing two algorithms, these two algorithms have their own pros and cons, which I'll describe in the next slide. So first, I want to point out that two algorithms have orthogonal characteristics. So say if we run two algorithms to compute the partition function or estimate the partition function, well, what we first observe is BP converging much faster than MCMC. And this is because MCMC usually suffers from slow mixing time in general. However, as the iterations grow, the MCMC will eventually outperform BP because it is an exact algorithm given infinite time. So on the other side, BP has some approximation gap or approximation error that it cannot overcome no matter how much time is given. And inspired by this, our approach is to synthesize this MCMC and BP in order to utilize these orthogonal advantages. Okay, so I'll describe the algorithm at high level. So first, we run simple BP to estimate the partition function. And then, as I said before, there is some BP error or approximation gap that it cannot estimate no matter how much time is given. And what we do is we use MCMC to estimate this BP error. And for this purpose, we utilize the closed form expression of the BP error called the loop series developed by Shurkov et al. And what it does is that the loop series expresses BP error in a closed form as a summation of some weight function, W, defined on a special set of subgraphs called the generalized loops. So this subgraph generalized loop is a subgraph with degree larger or equal to 2. And in below are the examples of the generalized loops. So our second step will become using MCMC to estimate the loop series, which is equivalent to the BP error. Okay. However, the problem is that designing a provably efficient MCMC for loop series is a very hard problem. And consequently, we developed two kinds of algorithms for approximating this loop series. So first, we developed an algorithm which is MCMC for estimating the two regular loop series. And this is a polynomial time mixing MCMC for estimating the truncated version of loop series called the two regular loop series. So we estimate the approximated version of the BP error. And next, we develop a MCMC for estimating the full loop series, and it is shown to be empirically efficient, and it estimates the exact loop series, what we were hoping for. So I'll begin with explaining the first algorithm, the MCMC for estimating the two regular loop series. Okay, so as mentioned before, the two regular loop series is a truncated version of full loop series, and it is consisted of subgraphs called two regular loop, which is a subgraph with degree equal to two. So equivalently, it is a disjoint set of cycles. So it has been studied before and shown to provide nice approximation quality for the full loop series. And in fact, it is exactly the full loop series in Ising model with no external field. Okay. So, and moreover, it is an easier objective and shown to be able to be computable in polynomial time by matrix determinants in planar graphs. And actually, our work can be seen as an extension of this work because we design a polynomial time approximation scheme in general graphs. Okay, so now I'll describe the algorithm. So our algorithm, the MCMC for two regular loop series, is a combination of Markov chain for sampling two regular loops with the simulated annealing strategy. Here, the simulated annealing strategy is a popular technique for using MCMC to estimate the partition function. And in this talk, I'll describe only our main contribution, which is the Markov chain for sampling the two regular loops. So first, our Markov chain is based on the worm algorithm developed by Prokofiev and Svistanov. And it has the state space equal to the power set of edges. So each sample here will correspond to some subgraph in the red line. And the Markov chain is designed to have the stationary distribution, which is proportional to the wave function W as defined in the loop series. So for transition, at each step, the Markov chain will add or remove an edge to the subgraph. However, we keep the constraint that the number of odd degree vertices should be lower or equal to 2. So the Markov chain can add edges like this or delete them. However, there are some edges that are not able to be removed or added because of the constraints. So after some iterations, the Markov chain will output a sample. And the problem is that the Markov chain can output a sample which is not too regular. And to resolve this issue, we use the rejection scheme, which is to sample and reject subgraphs repeatedly until the Markov chain outputs the two regular loop. And from this, we prove that the proposed MCMC takes polynomial time to estimate the two regular loop series. Okay, so now I'll describe the second part, which is the MCMC for estimating the full loop series. And this again is a combination of Markov chain for sampling generalized loops with the simulated annealing strategy. And it again has the state space equal to the power set of edges and stationary distribution proportional to the wave function as defined in the loop series. So for transition here, we utilize the concept of cycle basis and the all pair path set, which is a special collection of cycles and paths. And first, the cycle basis is a minimal set of cycles which expresses every Eulerian subgraph by symmetric difference. So this Eulerian subgraph can be expressed as a symmetric difference of two cycles in the cycle basis. And we also use the all-pair path set, which is a set of paths having a path for every possible combination of endpoints. So here we just pick random pair of vertices like this, and we will have always have a path between them. And from this, we prove that any generalized loop can be expressed as a symmetric difference with over a subset of cycle basis and the all pair path set. So having this, the Markov chain follows quite naturally. So the Markov chain will transit by picking an element from cycle basis or an all pair path and then applying symmetric difference. So here we can pick a cycle from the cycle basis and apply symmetric difference, or pick a path from the path set and apply symmetric difference, and so on. Okay. So next I'll demonstrate that our algorithms outperform just simple MCMC and BP in the experiments. So in the experiments, we compare our algorithms with BP and the standard MCMC based on the Gibbs sampler. And we first experiment on the Ising model. And we experiment in 4x4 and 10x10 grid graph. And here the interaction strengths are set as Gaussian distribution with varying average interaction strengths. And for performance measure, we use the log partition of approximation error. And as mentioned before, here the two regular loop series is exactly the full loop series. So if we look into the figures, first the red line, which is the MCMC for estimating the two regular loop series, outperforms other algorithms. And in 4x4 grid graph in the left side, the green line, MCMC for full loop series, outperforms both BP and the standard MCMC based on the Gibbs sampler. And if we look into the right side, the 10x10 grid graph, the MCMC for full loop series outperforms BP and outperforms BP MCMC based on the Gibbs sampler in the extreme regimes, where the average interaction strength is either very high or very low. So in the extreme regimes, what we see is that both the MCMC based on the Gibbs sampler and the MCMC for estimating the full loop series are slow, but our algorithm win by benefit from the BP. So comparing two algorithms, we can expect that MCMC based on the Gibbs sampler will get worse as the graph size grows. So in overall, in 4x4 grid graph, the performance of the MCMC estimating the two regular loop series is the best, and followed by MCMC for estimating the full loop series, and MCMC based on the Gibbs sampler and BP in order of the performance. And as graph size grows, as mentioned before, MCMC based on the Gibbs sampler is expected to get worse, while our algorithm still benefit from the BP. So next experiment is what we do is we add external fields to the Ising model, and we experiment in 4x4 grid graph, and interaction strengths and external fields are set as Gaussian distribution. And here in 10x10 or larger grid graphs, exact computation of the partition function was no longer possible because we have added the external fields to the Ising model and there was no efficient computation formula. So here, if we look into the figures, because we have added the external fields, the MCMC for two regular loop series is not exact anymore, and naturally it does not perform well. And the green line MCMC for full loop series performs similarly with BP and outperforms the standard MCMC based on the Gibbs sampler. So here the reason why the MCMC for full loop series performs similarly with BP is because BP error is too small to be estimated with small number of samples. So in overall, the MCMC for full loop series is similar to the BP and outperforms MCMC based on the Gibbs sampler and the MCMC for estimating the two regular loop series. Okay, so next we have the hardcore model, which is actually a special case of the Ising model with external fields. And here the hardcore model is a distribution defined on an independent set, which is actually a set of vertices where no pair of vertices are adjacent. So we again experiment in 4x4 grid graph, and 10x10 grid graph was omitted because of the same reason in the previous experiment. And we control the parameter lambda called fugacity, which is needed for the definition of the distribution. And here, the green line MCMC for full loop series outperforms the MCMC based on the Gibbs sampler quite significantly, even when the BP is outperformed by the MCMC based on the Gibbs sampler. So in overall, the MCMC for full loop series outperforms MCMC based on the Gibbs sampler, and then BP, and then MCMC for two regular loop series. So for in the summary, we have proposed first the polynomial time MCMC for truncated two regular loop series, and then the empirical effective MCMC for estimating the two full loop series. And in experiments, both the algorithms always outperform BP by correcting its error, and one of the algorithms at least will outperform standard MCMC based on the Gibbs sampler by benefiting from BP performance. So for wrapping up, I would like to mention that graphical models have great expressive power, but its inference task was too expensive for large-scale applications, and we hope that our work might provide a new angle for tackling this issue. And for additional information, please come to our poster at 177. Thank you.
Please come to the microphones, ask questions.
Hi.
Hi. Hi.
So this is all assuming that BP has converged?
Yes, right.
And what happens if it doesn't?
Oh, yeah, but we have all other alternatives for the case when BP does not converge. We use other algorithms like CCCP, which will find the BP fixed point even when the BP does not converge.
So you focused on estimating the partition function. Does this also give you insights on how you might improve the marginal estimates produced by belief propagation?
Well, no, I'm not quite familiar with that, but if I think real, I think we might get some intuition, but I haven't really thought about that.
Okay, let's thank our speaker again.